Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't land on the pippin', pippin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can tell the MCs. They didn't land on the pimp, and pimpin' landed on me. Get game to the babies, they can sell the 17s. Once upon a time, I was addicted to crime. Hoes said I was too fine, so I spit a few mines. Caught me a couple of dimes, welcome to Rhythm Prime. So now when I fly, I only choose white wine. There are rules to abide in the life of the high. Don't strike the 22s when you pull on the side. When you break the fucking bitch, you better look in her eye. Keep a reputation, make all these old niggas die. Anybody violate, you put a whip on their hide. We is breathing underwater, and we swimming in tide. So my mermaids never thirsty. I check her pay what her purse made upon the first day. My 401k, they all act like they love me since third grade. I heard someone say the strong ones made that way. Take a note from Kim K, put it all on display, or I'll go Kanye Gray. Didn't land on the pippin', pippin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can tell the 17. Didn't land on the pippin', pippin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s. I didn't land on the pippin', pippin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s.
Too much divorce court, and niggas is paying. Life is a game with no remote control for the plan. Just check out what I'm saying. These hoes be rude, so here's a clue on what you do. You take the chill in your shoe and apply it to her ass. Quick, fast, in a hurry. She'll throw up cash. Her hair will grow long and curly. She'll sneak in late and have your ex done early. She know that's Big Daddy. She's in Big Brim Swirly. Just call me Milton Bradley. How you fear the Warner Brother? But money, the first lie you heard was from your mother. But that's another subject. Suspect got the hickey on her neck and didn't even sign the check. So she came to the West with prospects. The game, confess to the father, get rid of the shame. Just tie it properly and you will prosper in my name. Just believe it's your fate and I will show you the way. I didn't land on the pimpin', pimpin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s. Didn't land on the pimpin', pimpin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s. I didn't land on the pimpin', pimpin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s.
She got a big old butt and some thoroughbred legs. But when she wake up, she won't make up for bed. She'll beg for pretty nails and a wig for her head. As long as she's by her kids' bed, water and rims. Cheese and crackers, better interview that hoe. Cause these are factors, niggas, these are the papers. For my heavy Chevy niggas chasing on the paper. From the west to the south, southwest in your mouth. Bitches sounding like minions when I'm hitting my route. You can see it in my face, I give respect for the clout. This is Pippin' Everbird eating on sauerkraut. This is Pippin' Hong Kong Kowloon in the house. This is Pippin' Chi-Town, you know what that's all about. This is Pippin' Texas for your money, only your mouth. Direct deposit for the clowns with the money account. Hit the gas on the 350, watch the drop top bounce.
I didn't land on the Pippin', Pippin' landed on me. Get game to the babies, they can sell the 17s.
I didn't land on the pimpin', pimpin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s. I didn't land on the pimpin', pimpin' landed on me. Give game to the babies, they can sell the 17s.
Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Once I wake up, my dick is hard as fuck. I lift her legs up, dump it in a breakfast lunch. Get clean for the stunt, grab my watch with diamond front. Percy gets his on the hunt, Versace cologne for the skunk. Nigga, this is gangsta must. I ain't asking for much, just for what I deserve. See, my soul's on ice, so my heart's on burn. Yeah, my mind's on this money, and that's my only concern. Nigga didn't go to college, so I'm stuck with this curve. Won't wear a name on my shirt, so I'm stuck with my word. Yeah, that's all that I have.
In this Baghdad land, nigga, we stab and we grab. And the last man to stand will forever be mad. Been through the good and the ugly, my nigga is pretty bad. I don't find too much shit funny on this Death Valley path. No mind of us in the bottles, whether we cry or we laugh. Keep a foot on a nigga's neck, other up a hoe's ass.
Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, my phone blowing up and I don't wanna answer. Everybody got confessions when your money's like the pastors. Every nigga's an apprentice when you fuck with a master. Entertain your Betty pushing for my personal laughter. Yeah, the drama's for piranhas, don't get caught in the rapture. Burn stage before your rage becomes a page in my chapter. Hieroglyph on my scroll, that's for the here and the after. Let it be written in stone. Real fucking hustlers never let the answer be no. Talking too much is gonna be a cancer to your bones. Niggas be on the street cause they got problems at home. When them problems fill in the street, they got nowhere to go. Negro, but who is the blame? Hey, the game don't change, just the faces and names. Yeah, the tactics and politics will remain the same. I'm living through these regrets, I'll let my scars show the pain. I'm just a young cadet, trying to get some stars in some rain. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey. Crackers want my soul, all these hoes want my dick. I don't wanna live in jail, I just wanna die rich. Do I gotta go through hell to know what heaven is? Why I gotta bump my head, you couldn't tell me this shit. I could never repent, my heart and spirit's content. My goals are over a bit, my bank rolls overflow from old school common sense. Once I notice your irrelevance, I roll up the tent. There's nothing stopping a pimp, there's nothing stopping the truth. I got trust issues, so I mob in a coup. You see, I like nice things, I fuck with too much food. Forget these floozies and flutes, that means I stay away from you and broke niggas I review. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid.
Yo, this is the guy 720. We are in the building. Okay. Physical copies of The Kicked Out of Heaven will be in my hand this week. All right, and the new version of the Black Man's Bible will be available and up this week. There's a lot of big things going on, you know, but I know a lot of people don't want to see it. It seems like when I roll up, niggas be looking for the sun and the moon. They be like, nigga, I ain't seeing shit you got going on. It's too potent on them. So we gonna open up the mics. And see what's going on. Oh, yeah. I got the Immortal Spectacle online on Amazon. We have the album, The Monster, on Amazon. And we also have the Onyx Tablet will be up there shortly. Okay. I know everybody's been bumping it, but it will be for full purchase. And, I mean, it's already at full purchase, the guy 720.herenow.com, but I'm just saying it's going to be purchasable on the Amazon and the iTunes, okay? So we're going to let the call in real quick. Yo, 209, you there?
What's good?
What's good? What's good? I needed you to come in right now, bro. What's good with you, bro?
Shit, I'm just chilling, man. I'm about to blaze a blunt and shit. Wondering what was going on for the subject matter. It's a nice topic.
Well, I mean, it's just, man, I got so much shit going on right now, bro. Have you been paying attention or you been... No, you haven't been.
Well, somewhat. I mean, I got a lot going on right now. My mother-in-law just died and everybody's going haywire. I'm trying to keep them calm down. And right now, I'm at home alone so I can chill out, get my head straight. I got to be the rock for everybody that's sensitive and shit.
Yeah, I feel you on that shit, man. Sorry to hear that about your peoples, man. My condolences, man.
Yeah.
You know. But, it's just, man, you know, there's been a lot of crazy activity, man. You know, I'm going to be up there in New York pretty soon, man. This is going to be interesting. You know, that's all I got to say about it. It's going to be interesting. I got more material coming out, more books coming out. I should go in on the book, The Kicked Out of Heaven, but I've been going in on it for so many blog talks. I got a lecture coming up July 23rd at 5 p.m. Western time. So, Pacific time. So, you know, it's $10 for that, you know, and it's the full lecture. It's going to be about 2 hours, and I'm going over all the other elements. So, this book actually has two lectures. One is the torture section. I mean, the first one I should be announcing is the Kicked Out of Heaven slideshow presentation that I'll be doing, and then the torture slideshow presentation. Two different lectures that come with the book. If it's purchased from me, I think I'm only going to sell like 5 copies for $100 a piece. And it's going to have a t-shirt with it and 2 lectures and a signed copy of the book. Bro, this book is like, this dog, the books I'm writing, is going to take a nigga 100, 200 years to beat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. But,
what?
You said 200, what, 200, defeat the information, beat the information?
100 to 200 years? Yeah, bro. Yes, bro. Okay. Because you got to understand, bro, Kicked Out of Heaven alone, dog, has, I got books from the 1300s, 1400s, 1500s inside that book. You know, like, I preserved a lot of history with that book, bro. A lot of European history with that book. I preserved a lot of it, bro. A lot of stuff that I'm pretty sure a lot of scholars want hidden in a way from the game. I went and dug it up before it got fully buried. You know, like, That's what people don't get about that. Maybe that's what I should talk about tonight, is this, how black people don't honor the dead. And even if we tried to, we wouldn't know how to go about it correctly. We go about it with some Nganga pots and all this other shit. Like, we don't relive, you know. We don't survive, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you gotta, I don't know, maybe everybody's not designed for that. I know I'm specifically designed to let the dead talk, so I have that provision on an astrological level, and that's all dead, so it doesn't matter. I can go anywhere across this goddamn planet. I'm a historian by nature, like, my whole shit, the way this whole shit is designed is real crazy. But I honor the dead overall because that's the gate that all humans have to pass. So, you know, and that's one thing that it, when it comes to my level of intelligence, I have an understanding and a wisdom on how I move. And, you know, the conscious movement, they just move off of knowledge. And knowledge is just finding the shit. You gotta understand that knowledge is only the first phase of a three-phase unit. It's knowledge, then wisdom, then understanding. I'm past understanding level with this shit. That's why a lot of niggas don't want to fuck with me. A lot of niggas don't want to, you know, hit me up and all that other shit. Because my arrogance is fucking... I talk shit like Muhammad Ali, bro. It's kind of funny. Rest in peace to my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I was watching his documentaries today, and my boys was watching his documentaries, and I talk shit just like it. I be in the camera like, the beauty. I be talking about the you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, this is kind of shocking right here, you know? So yeah, I'm not trying to compare myself to the nigga or nothing, but I'm just saying, like, you know, and he was just like, I shook the world, you know. And I watched like 2-3 documentaries at the end of the day, so I watched all of his old fights and stuff, man. And yeah, man, I shook the world, bro. The Black Man's Bible, bro, got valued at $600. Ain't no other. The King James Bible ain't even valued at $600 right now. You'd have to go get a specific antique copy for it to be worth that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about that one, B. Much just stays at $100. Go find me a Bible right now that's $100, dog. Exactly. Yo, family. And niggas are, oh, that nigga arrogant. Ow. But is that not the truth, though, dog?
Yeah, it's the straight truth, man. Shit.
Bro, ski. Black history is made here. But the nigga wants to, niggas want to act like I ain't even in existence. I guess because I smoke big blunts and sit on the 26s, too. The first medieval historian, dog. The 26th dog. That's crazy shit. Yo. It's just about to get wild with this book writing. I got a lot of books coming, man. Nigga read my books. Boy, nigga gonna have himself a space shuttle. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm telling you. Man, dog, me and my homie from L.A., man, we done linked up, man. I should tell this nigga get on the show right now. My nigga from L.A., we done linked up, man. We got some literature coming for the nigga's ass, brother. You
That's
know?
What I'm talking
about. Yeah, and all this is real. This is real timing. This ain't none of this. Bro, it's so amazing. That's why them kind of, man, I'm just going to be real with a man. The conscious movement want to act like I'm non-existent. Do you feel that energy, bro? Because you fucks with my shit. You fucks with what I put out here.
I tell you what, I fucks with your shit, and I'm on that energy level because, I mean, this type of shit, I get into friendships, relationships. I'm married right now, right? And I'm thinking the more information I come across with some real reputables, the quicker I hate to say it, I'll just say I might get a divorce.
Why, bro? Don't do that, bro. Why?
No, I'm not looking for it. I'm just saying. I just go, when people can't handle the truth, it gets too heavy for them, and then I have to carry on with the shit, man. I don't want a divorce, but if they're not understanding where I'm coming from, the way that I lay it out.
You my nigga with the woman of another race, right?
Right.
Okay, look, bro. One thing y'all niggas ain't understanding about these women, and I'm not saying that you're not understanding. We doing the nigga talk right now, okay? But
right.
My niggas got to understand, B.
is that you got to wrap that mind. You see, if you can't psychologically conquer a female, you can't produce no product that can be sold to the world on no entrepreneur level, bro. And you can't get out here and do nothing really, bro, as a man. And I'm just saying that because a lot of my niggas dodge the game. But there's always a way to twerk the game. You see, and the main key, the key element that a lot of my homies is missing is, man, you got to get her intoxicated, bro, and wrap some game on her, bro, and break her brains out, bro. And that's about the best way you're going to be able to do it. You know, you have to sit down and talk to her very sincerely and make her feel wholly comfortable with a lot of things. You know, you got to make her feel comfortable on a lot of different levels. You know, and then with that comfortability, she will be able to, she got to be, when a woman is fully, wholeheartedly accepting of all of you, then, you know, she will force her brain to find an agreeance spot with you. You see what I'm saying?
I think that's true because, actually, I know that's true because as we've been together almost 7 years, slowly but surely she's come around. It seems like she's stubborn with some shit. And a lot of shit she won't agree on, but she'll try to meet me halfway on a lot of things that make sense to her. You understand?
Mm-hmm. And then another thing about how you'll always lock a woman in, bro, is breaking her virginity areas. So you've been with her for 7 years. You got to, I don't know how you go about women or anything, but I'm just saying this for the audience. You know, like, you got to break her virginity areas and don't think her coochie is just the virginity, and that's not how a woman works. A woman's mind has more virginity than her coochie ever will, bro. Her mind and her experience. Women are very scared to do a lot of things. So as long as you're like the Phantom of the Opera and you're like the leader of the fucking pack and she can follow you and be safe and experience all the wild things of the world, she's gonna stay with you, stay grounded. All the way through and through.
Right.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? Yeah, but that's the whole thing. If you don't take a woman through no wild ride, bro, you're not going to open her up to nothing. And she ain't going to understand how the human paradigm works. Women want to be prepared for how the human paradigm works. And the human paradigm isn't fully constructed off of domestic habits. And we are domesticated right now. Well, me, I'm in wild man status. So when I walk down the street, bitches be like, oh, my God, what the fuck is going on? They don't even know because it's hard to find wild men on this level, on this financial level. You dig what I'm saying? I'm underneath $100,000 a year, you know? So anybody that's underneath $100,000 a year, you ain't supposed to be wild man. And if you is wild man, your ass about to go to jail. I done made it all the way through all the levels, and I ain't going to no motherfucking jail, and I'm wild man status. You know what I'm saying? So, so you ain't got to be no wild man status, though, in order to just have your girl, you know, all the way in on the plan with you. But it is wise to have her. She needs to feel unified with you through some form of art and habit. Well, I mean, not habit, but hobby. You know what I'm saying? Like extracurricular unification. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, and if you notice, I'm not saying anything about tactics on speaking to her to make her believe what you're saying or how to win your argument, because that's not how women work. And women work on a principle of when they accept you, they accept all of you. And if they want all of you, then they're going to take what comes with you, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're fully wired in her. And when I mean wired, I mean chemically. You got to have a lot of your chemical in you because if you put a lot of your juices in her body, basically, it becomes like a word magnet. It becomes like a voice on command type shit. You know?
Right. Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, there's a lot of magic that goes down with the marriage system. So just because of how marriage is constructed, you know, you're underneath the umbrella of the marriage magic, which you don't know what that is yet. Have you read Kicked Out of Heaven?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, when you read Kicked Out of Heaven, you will understand all marriage magic.
Okay.
You will understand the spirituality that is based in marriage. Like, for instance, in Scotland, when they used to get married, the girl's father used to, once the groom fully did the ring thing and all of that thing, they would, after the ring, they would bring up the shoe on the pillow. And the father of the girl would pass the shoe down to the son, and the son would take the shoe and bop her upside her head. Okay. That's in the book, bro. You know, so, you know, there's other practices. What'd you say now?
What's the significance of that?
Well, see, in order to find out the true significance of European activity, dog, you're going to have to compare and contrast a lot of different activity from different areas that was all going down, correlated with the same social, social event, okay? So when we have a marriage, like, there's another process in Scotland called the blackening, where they take, like, a whole bunch of refuse and a whole bunch of shit, and it's like, make a big black pudding, and they go... And they go dump it on the groom and the bride, and then they go run through the city and they gotta chase them, you know. The neighborhood chases them, you know. And then there's other things when we talk about the charivari, where you would when you got married, they would come to your house, you know. And this is on your marriage night. You're supposed to be having sex, and you're supposed to be, you know, making love to your virgin wife or whatever. They would come to your house beating on pans and banging on sticks and making noises and playing saxophones and violins in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Like, they made a mockery out of marriage, you know. Like, there's not one process of marriage that I've seen that wasn't made of some form of mockery. They had, like, there was a, like, for instance, there's another thing called the pig's dance, or the pig's trout. You know, the trout thing where they eat, and they all stick their face in and they eat. I forgot what it's called.
The snout.
Yeah, you know, in the farm, there's a big mold thing where they all eat out of, you know, the pig's something. And this dance was done if the older sister didn't get married first. If the younger sister got married before the older sister at the wedding, the older sister had to dance in the pig's trough. Yeah, it's called the trough. T-R-O-U-G-H. Yeah. The older sister, and they still do this to this day. A lot of these forms of rituals I'm talking about, they do this to this day. Like I was talking about in the video with Seti, the fleet marriages. You know, there's a fleet marriage where they would kidnap an individual. If you wanted to get married, all you had to do was go down to the church and tell them, and they'd say, okay. And they'd go kidnap somebody, and they would do it real slick and force this person in between two, three different doors. And before you know it, they were standing in front of a preacher and somebody wanting to marry them. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then they would just marry them off to a stranger. You know? There's also, and they would find drunks on the street to do this, you know, all types of shit. And men would do this for women, and women would do this for men, you know? Because you have to understand that Europeans went through so many different psychological levels with the plague and with a lot of other shit that was going on in their society, that their communication is completely shot. Like, there is no way they can talk without illusion or lies incorporated, bro. And that's psychologically embedded in their DNA. That's the whole point here. That's what a lot of people don't get. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the forms of diseases and all of the different diseases, and that's coming in volume two, baby. That's not in volume one. Volume one, I'm letting you know the food habits, the status in the society, and why it was that way related with the weather. Okay? And how the. But you will further see that the weather has another effect when it comes to the diseases that came through from the conditions of the society and how these diseases affected their minds. Like, man, like, they're like, bro, like, right now I can name five diseases that that are all known for high-level hallucination. Okay? King's disease, I'm not going to give the specific name for it, but the King's disease is one of them. The second disease would be ergot poisoning. That's a disease. Lead poisoning is another one. Typhus poisoning is another one. And syphilis, there you go. And I got about, and there's more diseases than that I can name that was going on, bro. And then there were so many different combinations of elements in the society that would create, they couldn't actually pinpoint all the different forms of diseases, bro. Basically, like, everyday Europe looked like a circus. Like, it looked like a freak show. Like, looking at handicapped individuals in the Caucasian mind is a normality. Okay? Yeah, it's normal. They don't understand a society that doesn't have, you know, overgrowth from diseases, missing ears, missing, you know, lips, you know, eyeball ripped out, blind person walking around, nigga sitting at the corner wall with his legs cut off. You know, this is the normality of how they see society. And that's why we have it the way it is today. The tribal mind never kept up with any form of handicap because they saw it as fucking stagnation. And then, it's going to slow you down. And then even on the spiritual level, it's not allowing a person to live their full life. You cannot experience the full capacity of human emotions being retarded, Down syndrome, or anything else of the like. So to make one suffer by witnessing other people being able to experience all the emotions that you were designed to but can't is more torture and suffer than anything else. Torture is psychological, and they know that. Torture is far greater psychological than it will ever be physical. That's why there's about 100, 200-page section up in the Kicked Out of Heaven. They understand, even back in those days, they used to let a nigga sit up in jail for 15 years before they even brought him to court, and the dude be up in jail, don't even know why he's up in there.
Whoa.
Yeah, they wouldn't feed the prisoners. The prisoners would get fed by the alms of the peasants and the nobles and other people of the city, and, you know, scraps from the market would go to the prisoners. Right. So, you know, that's the whole thing. Yeah, man, it's time, man. It's time for real scholarship to come through here. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny, man. Niggas thought I was just an old blunt smoking, just old yakety yak at the mouth ass nigga, huh?
Nah, not this way.
But you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but I know what you're saying, but no, I've been feeling you in front of the gate, man. In the gate.
You know, these niggas out here, bro. I'm telling you, I already know, man. So the 200-page section
makes your circle scarce, man. Or if you got a circle.
I don't got no circle, no. Bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Niggas are failures, B. I'm going to be for real. You know, niggas are failures, you know. I smell a lot of shit on the horizon that I choose to dodge. Okay? And all my niggas ain't failures, but majority rule, that's how the game works. Now, when you stand back and look at the entire picture, there's so much trauma encoded in between us that there will never be, you know, a Negro government. Not in this zone. Forget about that shit. Yeah, man, I mean, niggas is mad. Niggas don't want you to watch The Roots, you know. Niggas is mad out here, B. And that's all it's going to be.
Niggas are too treacherous.
Huh?
Niggas are too treacherous, man.
Well, like it says in Volume 2 of Kicked Out of Heaven, I will be documenting how the white man says that the nigger is the devil. The black man is the devil. And you must kiss his posterior. Okay. You must kiss his ass in order to get riches. Bro, and y'all niggas, and I know niggas think I'm fucking crazy saying this shit. But man, I'm finna show y'all niggas so many different documents that got that shit stated from so many different books, man. Y'all niggas is gonna be like, yo, the game is too real, B, right now. Niggas is gonna, yo, I'm telling you. Niggas is gonna be like, yo, this is too much for me right now. I can't do this. Okay? Yeah. Like, man, bro. Like, the Dark Ages. That shit is crazy, man. I actually feel like a beast. I just did that shit. And y'all got two more volumes coming. What were you about to say?
Oh, no, I wasn't about to say. But I was wondering, you get Kicked Out of Heaven, you can get it on your website?
What, on Millennium DVDs or on the kickedoutofheaven.com?
Oh, okay. I was thinking about the,
right now,
Melon,
it would be best.
Millennium DVDs.
Yeah. It would be best for everybody to purchase and look out for my material on MillenniumDVDs.com. Okay? /theguy720.html. I don't know. So, yeah. That's the deal. But, yeah, so that's what's going on, man. And it will be available on Barnes & Noble. It's already up on Barnes & Noble right now. I can't wait to see how they evaluate it. Oh, Lord. I can't wait to see how they evaluate that shit, man. You know? Because the information I got up in there is so out of this world, especially when you talk about the most rarest info in the book, I think, is the medicinal cannibalism. You know? Huh?
Yeah.
How they were using human body parts for curing of diseases. You know? You drink that, okay? Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, man, the medicinal cannibalism, I think, is the rarest part of Volume 1. Because, shit, a lot of people don't know that. I don't know, man. It seems like we're almost in a stage where a lot of people don't want to read anymore anyways. But a lot of people have told me I've made it definitely feel good for them to read again with the Black Man's Bible. So I definitely see that I made a lot of people gain respect for literature again. Because when I put out Kicked Out of Heaven, niggas, oh, no, no, I need the hard, I need the paperback. I can't do this on no e-book. You know, because I really wrote the book in a reference style, but at the same time, you can read it from cover to cover and be good. You know? But it's definitely written for a library collegiate format. You know, for anybody who wants to read the most grotesque information or the most hidden secrets about the Dark Ages, I have compiled them. And there is nobody greater on this planet or in time existence on this planet who done fucking compiled that shit like I just did. No, I can't say that. The only people who compiled it maybe like I did is the individuals during that time period, you know, or 1,700 historians and 1,800 historians. Because when you run into those cats, they be writing 10-volume sets. You know, they ain't playing no games. Just like, and that's why I'm making sure this is a 3-volume set, so I can grab me some hardcore metaphysics with it all, you know, and really ground myself as a true historian, you know, because that's what it's all about in this book, man, is to create your title. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is the beauty of it all. Mike, you got some questions about it?
Yeah, I got a question that was forming in my head while you were speaking. All right. in pertaining to, like, some of the practices that they did back then, are some of them, what are the practices that are being performed now, like, swayed, you know, like, halfway or, okay, stuff they would consider illegal now, they didn't consider illegal then. What type? Like, because
okay.
I remember you saying that they still in somewhere in the East Coast, they do sword fights and like they were still in, you know, the medieval ages or something like that. You know,
no,
stuff
well,
like that. Like,
the practices that they do then that are illegal now, there's a lot of them. Well, rape wasn't considered a crime back then. Rape wasn't considered a crime. Prostitution wasn't considered a crime. You know, payouts to like the watchmen. Like I'm going over a lot of plague shit right now, and it's kind of crazy because the highest level of psychological issues stem from, you know, effects from the plague of old Europe. Like all this OCD shit and all this other shit, and we got this anxiety attacks and panic attacks and all that fucking dumbass shit and seizures and all that shit is genetically encoded, bro. And you're probably sitting here listening like, oh, okay, yeah, but I know black people who have that shit. Exactly. And that's the whole point, is because all of the magic that's been, all of this mentality is encoded inside of words, bro, and specific circumstances and events that they've played out in front of you inside of movies and TV shows like Lord of the Rings. And they really dumped out a lot of shit in that Lord of the Rings and the other shit. The Lord of the Rings and the Harry Potter and the Hobbit and all of that shit. And the horror movies got all types of shit up encoded up in it. All of that shit does, dog. That's the point. That they're dumping out demons as psychological thoughts. Demons are thoughts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they form them and they push them out. You know?
Yeah. Throwing some strong shit.
Yeah. Like, you know, I was trying to explain to a homie the other day the wordplay usage Like, people don't know the essence of a word. Yeah. And how these Caucasians got 1,000 years behind one word.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. And then the English language is coded with all types of Latin and Greek and ancient Hebrew. You know?
Mm.
Yeah, bro. We're underneath the cultic raps that would take, man, maybe another 100 years to figure all the way out.
Wow.
You know? It would probably take about 100 years to figure it all out. Because from what it looks like, these cats is worshiping the devil, and the devil is the black man, B. And this is before slavery.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. So then you ask yourself, you know, are we the devil? Because if we're the devil and they were kissing our ass and worshiping us as the devil dog and asking us for riches, they the most richest race on the planet right now, ain't they?
Ever since the beginning of classification, yeah, I guess so.
So, does that really mean we're the devil then?
Doing devil to Steve. I don't know, man. That's a good question. Damn.
I mean, they're still worshiping niggas sexually right now. And we don't even know what's going on. We just come up here, boss. I'll fuck your wife, boss.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. It's way heavier than what the Negro would like to accept. And that's what's so funny is that, you know, we think all that onk shit and all that shit gonna do something, bro.
Oh, shit. Man. Onk shit. This shit could burn and recycle.
Man, that shit is stupid, bro.
Shit.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I bet you I could write a book about Egypt coding than any nigga out here right now. Because I know how to research. But I'm not going to sit up here and overtly glorify patterns that have done nothing for me. You see what I'm saying? Like, bro, I have Nikes on my feet right now, bro. Lee jeans. Okay. And what's the AT&T is on my phone, brother. You see, I use a Canon camera. Okay. You see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
No. I respect what I have, therefore I own things. You know? I respect beauty. I respect preservation. This whole conscious movement is teaching niggas not to respect the goddamn thing. That everything is of hell, from hell, and designed to kill you. And then they think they're going to get somewhere.
Where? Go where?
No, I ain't gonna go nowhere. I'll tell you that. like, look at this shit. Muhammad Ali's estate, 80% of Muhammad Ali's estate goes to a Jewish business executive.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. This may be the reason no
it's safe to say that we're being controlled no matter what.
No. If you can't control your goddamn self, then that's your loss. Then you deserve to be controlled.
Yeah.
Let a motherfucker come around me and you can't control your goddamn self, and we're going to see what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, what the fuck are we talking about? Are we being controlled? Being controlled by what? The air you breathe? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not even told nothing. You know, it looks like the Jews are going to be controlling that Ali account right now. Okay, that's what's going to happen.
Shit.
Nope. Straight up. And that's what's going to happen with the game. I didn't make it that way. So, oh well. You know? Like, the shit is just ugly. Nobody protects nobody. Nobody wants to protect nobody. Negroes can't even contract the black families can't even control the legacy of their own family members that became worldwide legends, okay? There's no control anywhere. The Negro doesn't like responsibility. And that's just how the story goes. Well, that's why I write the material I do. I represent intelligence and masculinity, the I am. You know? So, we will see. Y'all check out for some new videos coming up this week, man. I'm going to go in here and get up out of here tonight. Y'all can check me back here next Sunday. I should be putting up a lot of videos this week, man, to promote the things I got going on. And y'all want to hear some? You want to hear some crazy shit? Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, will be available on Tupac's birthday. How about that? Who made that happen? You there?
Yeah.
You heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but I'm finna get up out of here, man. I appreciate you coming through, man. Appreciate everybody for listening. I'm gotta get back to tending to the chillings.
Indeed.
What is enough?
I say indeed. For sure.
Yeah, go watch some Game of Thrones, so y'all holler at me. Y'all check out the website. Go to zguy720.com. Y'all really need to check me out at millenniumdvds.com. Purchase all my material from there. We got books. We got albums. We got videos. We got lectures. We got everything coming, and the we is only me. So. All right. Get at me.
Peace.